into the garbage, you flyboy.
This is a rebellion, isn't it?
I call it aggressive negotiations.
The garbage will do!
Hi, and welcome to this week's Trash Compactor podcast, Star Wars from a Certain Point of View. I'm MC.
I'm Sarah.
So has anything actually happened in the Star Wars fandom over the last couple of days?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
Yeah, no. Of course, we're just trying to play it cool. The last trailer came out, and oh my god.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. Oh my god.
It aired, I think, at around 9:45. It was during the football halftime show, which I'm sure a lot more people watched football that have never watched it before just to see it on TV. I just waited for it to end up on YouTube.
Should I admit that I actually could not stay awake and I ended up watching it first thing in the morning?
It's fine.
I was so desperate to get my ticket that I was struggling to stay awake. And then the tickets went on sale before the trailer happened, so I wasn't worried about the trailer as much.
I know what time you wake up in the morning, so there is no problem with you falling asleep around, like, 9:30.
Yeah, I tried and it didn't work out, but it was a wonderful way to wake up this morning, and I'm surprised I didn't wake my whole house up with me silent flailing.
It's a trailer. Like, this is going to be the last thing. Like, we'll maybe get, like, a split second of footage that we haven't seen before in TV spots, but this is basically it. They're ready for the movie. Tickets have gone on sale. I've got my ticket.
I have mine. 6 o'clock Thursday night.
Same. Unfortunately, not at the same theater. God, I'd love if we were able to see it together. But
oh, God, that'd be awesome.
Anyways, so
we're
going to break down the trailer, just like what we did with the teaser. So we open up on the treed planet, let's say, that we've already seen Rey on. And she seems to be dropping, like, a training helmet.
Or just kind of kicking it out of the way.
Yeah. Well, I've always thought that this was Endor. Though I've heard some people suggest that it's Yavin.
My first thought was Yavin.
Yeah. I could make an argument for both of them. But also, I feel like the helmet kind of looks like the helmets that they wore on Endor.
They do. I would more make the argument that it's a completely different planet. I don't think they would start on a known planet.
I think either Yavin or Endor is going to have to turn up in this
movie. Well, Endor is going to.
Yeah.
I hope Yavin does, but I don't know. My first instinct was Yavin, but the more I think about it, the more I think it's something somewhere new.
Yeah, I mean, that's very possible. And we see that the training, Rey's with a training droid, and it's either, like, on a really high setting or it's not working correctly.
Hmm.
Yeah, and she seems to be a little bit frustrated, and she's running away, and oh my god, that transition shot.
That was gorgeous. That was absolute perfection.
It was a great callback to the first trailer for The Force Awakens when we're introduced to Rey, because they show her, like, inside the Star Destroyer on Jakku, and they're kind of calling back to that. But just the transition between her jumping on this planet and into this, I guess, the Death Star, some sort of Imperial wreck. And it looks like there's going to be several different Imperial wrecks in this. So. But yeah, no, it's just gorgeous. That's something that both Sarah and I have thought about this trailer, is that this movie looks so beautiful.
The lighting's gorgeous. The sets are gorgeous. The planets are gorgeous. Yeah, it's going to be a really pretty movie.
Yeah, the special effects, just, like, they, like, did not spare any expense. And we'll get into some of those shots later, because, oh boy, we'll have some stuff to say about some of those, like, CG shots. And then we have Finn, and he's, like, looking through some macro binoculars, and he looks very worried. Seems to be, like, watching Rey. There seems to be a theme with that with Finn in this trailer, where there's a lot of him looking worried about Rey.
Yeah, I think that's just a theme that goes through the movies in general.
Fair enough, that is true. And the way they've cut it so it looks like he's watching her running on this planet, which this shot of her running, that's kind of what makes me think, oh, that might be Yavin, because it does look very Yavin-esque.
Yeah, it's See, I can't even pinpoint what made me think he happened. It was just something.
And then we've got a shot of the resistance all gathered around Lando.
They're not. They're gathered around Poe. Lando's watching. They're watching Poe.
Okay, they are watching Poe, but it does feel, for me, it felt like Lando did feel like it was kind of, maybe it's because he's wearing the yellow, but he really stands out to me.
No, he does. It took me a second to realize Poe was there, but then everyone's facing him.
That is true. And we do have some lines. We've got Finn and Poe talking. It's an instinct feeling the Force brought us together. And Poe's saying we're not alone. Good people will fight if we lead them, which is probably part of this speech he's giving to the Resistance. I'm sure he's some sort of alien, and I hope we see the front of his face, but there is this one character standing towards the front in, like, this brown coat with, like, bushy hair or
the
fur.
One that looks like Hagrid?
That's what I was gonna say! He looks like Hagrid!
It totally looks like Hagrid.
Yeah, no,
No, you're right, he does.
I'm totally okay with Hagrid being a member of the Resistance.
He's just a little short, I think.
Yeah, that is the thing. He's probably some sort of alien, honestly. Right.
But, you know, I can see 3PO in that scene.
Yeah.
And Amon Calamari, who I really hope is Akbar's son that turned up in the comics.
Yeah, I'm hoping that too, and I've heard a bunch of people saying that it's probably Akbar's son, so let's...
Because that would be cool.
That would be very cool. And then we get Rose looking very worried as people are running into something, and other than being, like, super happy that Rose is there, probably the most interesting thing about this is that we get to see Dominic Monaghan's character.
Who doesn't have a name yet.
Doesn't have a name yet, but seems to be close to Connix. I have some people on my Twitter feed that are already shipping them, and I'm like, I'm cool with that.
That's kind of all it takes.
Well, yeah.
One moment in a trailer.
You don't even have to be standing close to each other. As we proved in the shipping roundtable that we did a couple weeks ago. But yeah, no, Rose looks boss. Commander
Rose looks amazing.
Yeah. And then we get a shot of Finn, Poe, and Chewbacca by Poe's new X-Wing.
Which is bright orange and really cool.
It is cool, though I miss the black, I have to admit.
Yeah, but see, I like the black, but I still miss the old X-Wings.
That's true.
So I kind of like the orange.
Yeah, no, it's I'm going to be happy with it. And certainly they need to give Poe a new X-Wing in every movie because how else are they going to make new toys?
Right. I'll buy them.
Of course you will, darling.
Yeah. But yeah, so Poe, Chewie, and Finn all look worried again.
They all look worried. And I'm trying to tell, like, what Poe's got on his arm. Like, is that a bandage or is that just like...
That's shown up in the teaser also. And I don't think we could figure out what it was then.
Well, it's, yeah. It for some reason, just stood out to me in this one.
It's right in front.
Yeah. Maybe it's he's just being fashionable. I don't know.
Could be.
Who knows? And then we see, was the Tantive IV? It seems like most people are saying that it is the Tantive IV. It could just be the same model ship, but apparently, like, not only is, like, the ship, right down to the coloring, so.
Maybe that's what made me think Yavin.
I mean, that's
because we don't see the Tantive IV destroyed.
Yeah. I mean, apparently in some, like reference books, like, it's mentioned that the Empire destroyed it. But honestly, if they want to bring it back for a movie, it's like, I'm not going to, like, hold them to some ancillary canon that's, like, not even an actual book, just, like, a reference. Right. And I'd be thrilled if they did, but, you know, whatever, you know, it's important enough that they put it in there, so.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get the shot that we've seen before of, you know, Rey and Kylo fighting on the Death Star remains, though it's different now because we have a little bit more. We have some dialogue between them.
Well, we have dialogue.
We have dialogue. That is true.
And it's not necessarily between them.
Yeah, and it's probably not during this scene.
Right. And the lines may not be said together.
Yeah, but it's people keep telling me they know me. No one does. And then Kylo says, but I do. And I don't want to sound like Raylo trash, but I'm Raylo trash.
I'd never noticed.
And also, I kind of feel like this is a little dig at all of the people who have said, like, nasty things about Rey. I almost feel like Rey's lines can really apply to all of those people who have said that she doesn't deserve to be the hero.
Yeah, no, that's true.
But that's just me. And that shot of Kylo Ren coming out of the mist of this and, like, swinging around his lightsaber, I mean, it's just so fucking cool.
Yeah, you can keep him. I know you're not going to argue with me either.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not even about me wanting Kylo Ren. It's about me just thinking, like, shots, like, really cool.
No, it does look really neat. It really does.
And then we get so many TIE fighters
flying towards an iceberg planet.
Yeah, thing, but there's
which
just
is yeah.
There's so many of them.
There are a lot of TIE fighters.
Yeah, and they are flying towards this village or something that is on this glacier. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's where, I mean, lighting would also indicate it, that it's where at least Palpatine's throne is.
Yeah, which is in the next scene, which we do see Palpatine's throne, and I was getting so many Game of Thrones vibes off this throne.
I've never even watched Game of Thrones, and I was getting the same thing.
Yeah, I've heard that it is based off of some Macquarie concept art. But yeah, no, I could definitely see, like, Daenerys Targaryen trying to, you know, get up into this thing.
Right.
It's very cool looking. It's very fitting of the Emperor. But where is it?
On an iceberg planet.
Possibly.
Possibly.
And then we see, like, a freaking Star Destroyer coming up from water.
Or ice.
Or ice. Or both. And all of this lightning in the background, and I'm just like, is this natural lightning? Is this, like, dark side lightning? Like, is this
Force,
like,
lightning?
Yeah, is this some, like, Yoda lifting the X-Wing, but on steroids, where, like, the Emperor is lifting, like, his entire, like, fleet of ships up? Like, I would be here for that.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
No, I'd be okay with that. I like weird Force shit. And then we get the moment that took everyone by storm before the trailer ever happened.
Yeah.
It was the teaser moment.
It was the teaser moment.
And there's the ghost.
Yeah. Well, I need to ask you, Sarah, in seeing this one particular shot, how, like, frickin' turned on were you by this scene of just, like, wall-to-wall ships?
If I wasn't at work, I would have been in a lot of trouble. No, this is gorgeous. I cannot wait to see this moment on the big screen.
It looks so good.
This is the moment I want to see.
Yes. And I mean, this is what I'm talking about with their, like, them stepping up their game with CGI. Like, you can, there are so many ships in this shot, and you can tell what all of the ships are.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a continuity cavalcade. Like we said, there's the ghost in there.
And the ghost is so right in front.
It is
there.
So,
I mean, the Falcon's in front, but the ghost is the next most obvious ship.
Yeah, because you know that the ghost is second in command in this whole thing.
Well, I just hope it means something. Otherwise, it's a really awesome Easter egg.
Yeah, and, like, it might be fun if we just get, like, a voiceover of, like, Vanessa Marshall just saying. That would be very cool. But yeah, no. Oh my god, there's just... And I think somebody's made a list of all of the different ships that are in this.
Oh, did they? I haven't seen a list yet. I keep just staring at it, trying to identify as many as I can.
Yeah. Which I will go see if I can find that list. And then we get the actual inside of the Falcon with, look at our heroes. They're all together.
Yay.
This is like a, it seems like they're really kind of pushing that they're actually going to be, like, doing stuff together this time around.
They're kind of out of time, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, and it makes sense in terms of the movies. Like, that's how all of the Star Wars movies have gone. Like, the first one they all meet, and then the second one they all go on their separate character building journeys, and in the third one they all come together.
Right. Two-thirds of them didn't meet until the second movie and the end of it. Rey and Poe didn't meet till the end of The Last Jedi.
I know, but
so there's no trio at the beginning to break up for the second movie and then come back.
Fair. I do think that it was a cop-out that they didn't have them meet before then, but whatever. And yet more fighting between Rey and Kylo, and a Star Destroyer blowing something up.
That moment was so fast, I actually didn't see it until, like, the third time through.
Yeah. Like, I can't tell what it's blowing up.
I, you know what? I'm just skipping this scene in my head.
Yeah, I,
because I can't do anything with it.
Yeah, I just, like, as long as we're not getting another planet killer, I'm okay. But it does look like the scale isn't right for a planet killer, so.
No, and there's nothing else kind of building to that idea.
Yeah.
It's more like an entire old fleet of Star Destroyers coming back.
Which I am so much more okay with than a planet destroyer.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and then we get someone who, I think I heard that it's Rey in some sort of, like, watercraft.
The water ski speeder thingy.
Yes. Which I love crafts. And, like, I mean, I love all sorts of transportation in Star Wars, but I kind of really like crafts that are not built to go into space because we have so few of them.
This one looks so much like the ski speeders on Crate, though.
It does.
I mean, not that that's a bad thing, because I really like those also, but it really looks like it to me.
Well, it might be, like, the same sort of, like, idea. They've just kind of modified it. Because, I mean, it also doesn't look like it's, like, steering all that well.
Yeah, well, neither did they.
Yeah, that's true. And it's heading towards, like, the Death Star ruins. So I'm guessing that this is how Rey, like, actually gets there. This is where we have Palpatine have the lot, how he does a voiceover. And it's, long have I waited, and now your coming together is your undoing. And there's so much that can, like, be made of that. Like, I'm guessing it has to do with Rey and Kylo, like, working together. Like, maybe that's what Palpatine wanted all along.
And I think that's too obvious.
It might be too obvious.
I think it could be something like everyone coming together for the resistance so he can destroy them all in one place.
Maybe it's all of the Force ghosts coming back and he's like, I can destroy you guys now that you're all, like, on this plane of existence.
Yeah. I think it being Rey and Kylo is just too simple.
That's definitely what they're trying to imply here, but it's a trailer. You never know if they're actually implying what they actually mean.
Sure.
But then the next scene, I don't think anybody saw this one coming. And I mean, it's just like, stabs you in the feels.
It's heartbreaking.
It really is. And it's this little cute, like... The droid fixer dude doing something to 3PO in the back of his head. And Poe asks, you know, what are you doing, 3PO? And 3PO has got all of these wires sticking out of his head. And he says, taking one last look, sir, at my friends. What is this?
3PO has to survive.
I was not prepared for this at all. Like, right, like, maybe half an hour before this trailer dropped, I made a fucking joke on Twitter about droids in the new movie. Specifically how I want BB-8 and Chopper to have a buddy cop subplot. Because I do want that so bad. And instead, it's like, oh, so you want droids in a light subplot. Well, we're going to imply that 3PO dies.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
I have heard theories that maybe it's 3PO is doing something that might not kill him, but maybe, like, mind wipe him. And maybe he's not going to die, but he thinks he might.
And he's just making sure.
Yeah. But either way, just, oh my God, like, I was not prepared for that.
Yeah, that one hurt.
I don't think I've ever had any feels when it comes to 3PO.
No, he's just kind of there normally.
Yeah, I mean, I like him.
You feel bad for him.
Yeah, but usually I feel bad for him in a way that I still laugh at. But this is just like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. I'm not prepared for this.
Nope.
And they all look worried and, like, Chewie, like, does his, like, sad cry.
Yeah. Mm. Did you see what was in the background?
What is in the background?
There's a battle droid.
Oh, there's a battle droid, yeah.
I just had to mention it. It has no bearing on anything, but there is a battle droid.
There is a battle droid. And
we are acknowledging that the prequels and the Clone Wars exist.
That is nice. And also should mention Zori Bliss, just, like, right there.
We should mention Zori Bliss.
Yeah.
And that's kind of all we see.
Yeah. They're going down some hallway. It does look almost like a Star Destroyer hallway.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they're just, like, you know, kicking some stormtrooper ass.
As you do.
Yeah. And we do get the same scene of Leia and Rey hugging.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to give them flack for using the same scene with Carrie in, like, all of the promotion. Because I think they have so little of her to use that they're trying to hold on for the actual movie.
They don't want to give anything more than... They want to save as much as they can for the movie.
I don't know if in the last one we saw that Rey is crying.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And we get a voiceover from Luke, and it's, "Confronting your fear is the destiny of the Jedi. Your destiny." And just some... we get the scenes of the chase scene on the desert planet.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
And a shot of the boys looking like they're having some fun.
Cheering excitedly. Whatever they did seems to have worked.
And either 3PO's excited too, or he's really worried.
Worries about to fall off the vehicle.
It could be all three of them at the same time, honestly.
Yeah, it could be.
And the shot of Lando being just so happy to find his girl again.
Mm-hmm. Lando and L3 reunited once again.
Oh, my heart.
Yeah. And then a Y-Wing, which is kicking butt. Y-Wings just explode normally. I like seeing one actually doing something cool.
I think I heard that Zori Bliss has a Y-Wing.
Oh, interesting. Ah, so she's probably piloting it.
Yeah, I think that one of the toys for Triple Force Friday was Zori Bliss's Y-Wing.
Okay, I did not hear that, but that's very cool.
Yeah, she does have a Y-Wing.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, that's probably it, and probably why it doesn't explode.
That's
because there's a named character in it.
That's true.
Then a scene of the Resistance riding on these tusked creatures.
Horse things that have a name that I can't think of.
I can't think of it right now. But in watching this scene, I almost feel like it's a middle finger to everybody who hated the Fathiers.
I love the Fathiers.
I do too.
And these look just as cool.
Yeah. And I like that BB-8 is rolling along with them.
Of course he would be. Where else would he go?
Yeah.
I'm more impressed that he's keeping up with them.
That's true. And a scene in the Death Star ruins. Yeah, it's the throne room.
It's the Death Star throne room.
Yeah.
Because you can see the throne in the background.
Yeah, I didn't actually notice that until I pulled up the shot. But yeah, it's Rey and Kylo just standing around in these ruins.
And it's interesting that Rey has her lightsaber lit and Kylo doesn't. I don't know what it means, but it's interesting.
It could mean quite a few things.
Yeah.
And then the next shot, like I have so many thoughts on the next shot because it is Rey and Kylo somewhere, but they are together. He's wearing his helmet and they are both destroying the crap out of Darth Vader's helmet.
Yep.
Just, what does this mean? Other than I'm complete Rayla trash. Because at this point, it's like, I'm not even reading things into it. Like, they're working together to destroy the thing that he's been... Like, Darth Vader's helmet is, like, the symbol of his, like, descent into the dark side. And now they are destroying it together. Like, I'm not making this... This is not subtext. This is just text. I mean, I'm not saying that it means Raylo, but it definitely means Bendemption.
I'll believe it when I see it.
You just get entirely amused by me, by getting so excited
I do.
About this. It's a great shot, though.
Yeah, no, I really, really like that shot.
Yeah. And then we get the boys and 3PO looking worried about something. A lot of looking worried about
complete
things.
With a lens flare, just in case you forgot who's directing.
Thank you for saying
You're
that.
You're welcome.
But then the next shot is another one of these, oh my god, the CGI budget.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a continuation of them like riding on these tusked animal things, but you can see they're like going towards, like, there's all of these Star Destroyers.
There's a lot of Star Destroyers in there.
And all of this lightning and just, oh my god, what's happening? I don't know what's going on. I'm guessing that maybe this is on the glacier thing. Like, this is like the actual like city that is built on it.
It could be. I just hope they're not attacking Star Destroyers on horseback.
I mean, that wouldn't really go well for them.
No, but that's kind of all I got right now.
And then a shot of Kylo Ren looking very shadowed, and I'm not other. It's just, it's Kylo Ren. But that leads to the big shot of Rey looking so teeny, teeny, tiny. She's so teeny tiny. And in the foreground, we see a robed figure.
We see what we all think is a robed figure, yes.
There looks to be, like, an apparatus, like, behind him. So, like, I'm not saying that it's the Emperor, but maybe it's like we already saw like the Emperor in the comics, like with holograms, like done in inside robes kind of thing. So maybe that's what's going on here. Or maybe it's just flat out the Emperor. I don't know. But they're certainly trying to imply this, and
And he's just as terrifying when you can't even see him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just the way it's composed. Like, I mean, you can barely see him, but he's absolutely dwarfing Rey.
Yep.
And then we get the final bit of the voiceover. And, like, this brought such a tear to my eye, especially because it was released on Carrie's birthday. Mm-hmm. But Luke says, "The Force will be with you." And it finishes off with Leia saying, "Always."
That was gorgeous.
It was.
That was, when I say that was perfection, it was the perfect way to end that trailer.
Yeah, it was, they didn't have to. It's just, I didn't realize I needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And the shot of Rey, like, she has a look of wonder in her eyes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of thinking that she's looking at Force Ghosts.
That's possible, actually.
Just my opinion.
Now you're going to have me trying to zoom in and see if there's, like, reflection in her eyes or something.
The only reflection that I can see in her eye is her lightsaber.
It's her lightsaber.
Yeah. But she looks, like, a little surprised, but, like, happy.
Yeah.
So I think it's like, oh, you know, there's Luke, there's Anakin, there's Obi-Wan, or whatever.
Right.
I'm not saying I know anything about any of these people coming. Well, I know Mark Hamill is coming back because they did put up the poster, and the poster is freaking beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But Mark Hamill is, like, just flat out listed on the poster.
Right.
And this is another thing that made me super happy. Carrie Fisher got top billing.
Yeah, I heard that today. That's appropriate.
It is. Well, I mean, The Force Awakens, Harrison Ford got top billing. And mm-hmm. in The Last Jedi, Mark Hamill got top billing. And so in this one, Carrie Fisher gets top billing. So it's like, yeah.
It's the way it should be.
We're paying homage to our past. And also mm-hmm. because this is the last thing that Carrie Fisher is ever going to be in. So
right.
give her due.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just, oh my God, I am so ready for this movie. Like this.
Me too.
It's like so awesome because it's like they're really good at doing trailers because
mm-hmm.
there is so much stuff that's just like, oh my God, I want to know. Like, this looks amazing. This is drawing me into the movie. Even if I wasn't, like, a huge Star Wars nerd who had a weekly podcast, I would want to see this movie because it looks great. But they've given nothing away. I have no idea what the plot of this is.
Yeah, it's all still a mystery.
I have to say that I was watching videos last night on YouTube, and I very nearly got leaked. I don't want to say spoiled because I don't know if it was an actual spoiler. I did not hear it, but somebody started talking about a leak and I ripped my headphones off and nearly threw them across the room. And I just want to say, shame on you. Shame on you, YouTuber. You give warning.
Yeah, there is a reason that I don't watch trailer reaction videos or anything like that.
The only person that I think I would, I mean, there's a couple of people that I'm okay with, but the one that I'm like 100% this person is okay. Star Wars Explained is completely leak free, and
okay. And
also I just really like Alex and Molly, so that their videos that I will watch. And actually, I think this video had been like wrecked to me because it was like on YouTube. They're like, because, you know, people who watch Star Wars Explained watch these videos, and I clicked on it, and
okay.
And I regretted it. Thankfully, though, I didn't actually get spoiled. But I think that I just want to reiterate that if you are reading leaks, that's fine. I have no problem with people reading leaks if you want to. But do not post about it anywhere without warnings. Like, even this, like, we're going to make it very clear we're talking about the trailer.
We were talking about the trailer?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm on the wrong podcast.
Yeah, it's just...
No, yeah, it's don't be a dick.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who do want to talk about this kind of stuff, and you can certainly find them, but don't drop those things on people. Because, I mean, what if I wasn't wearing headphones and I wasn't able to, like, hit the stop button in time? Like, I don't want to be spoiled, so I don't want somebody to do that to me. And I have been spoiled on stuff, not Star Wars stuff. but like other things where it's like, I really didn't want to know it. And like all of a sudden it was just like there. And there are some things where it's like, I will look up spoilers for it. And it's like, that's my decision. I just don't want to have the decision taken away from me. That's my little PSA for this episode.
And
this
I can't actually add anything to that.
Just don't be a jerk. Yeah. So this episode's actually going a bit longer than our usual weekly episodes because there is just so much to talk about with the trailer. Any last thoughts on it?
Is it December 19th yet? Where's Wedge?
That's a good question. That's a very good question.
No, I'm really happy with this trailer, and I'm very much looking forward to the movie that is attached to it.
Yes. And, of course, we'll be back with more news and everything. Hopefully people have been enjoying our new weekly format now that we've done a few of them. Please contact us about them. We are SW Trash Podcast on Twitter. Or you can reach me personally. I'm MC Frotus on Twitter.
And I'm Murnell.
And you can reach us at Facebook, YouTube, and Tumblr at the Trash Compactor Podcast. And you can also support us on Patreon. We're Trash Compactor Podcast there. And, you know, if you, you know, support our podcast, we can, you know, more money to be able to bring you Star Wars stuff and hopefully create some more content, you know, like maybe some audio commentaries or book reviews or things like that. So until next week, may the Force be with you.
Always. Yum, yum.